Two senior-level Department of Defense officials were in Newburgh Thursday to update the public about their efforts to address PFOS water contamination emanating from Stewart Air National Guard Base. One was Assistant Secretary of the Air Force John Henderson, who had also stopped in the city during the DOD's first public visit to Newburgh in November on the issue. During the DOD's Newburgh Forum in November, Henderson discussed the results of the first site investigation. Henderson says a new development since November is that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is designing a carbon filtration system with $2.4 million in federal funding at the recreation pond outflow at the base, from where some of the highest concentrations of PFOS emanate.
That filter will be in place while we do the rest of the assessment and determine what the final solution is. And then it maybe that's replaced with a permanent filter, or maybe it's replaced with a whole different technology. Maybe we can stop the flow out of those pipes altogether and there'll be no need for a filter. That would be our goal. And so, but that filter will be there for as long as we need it to be while we come up with a permanent long-term solution with CERCLA. And we are totally committed to developing that solution in conjunction with the community. And the way we do this everywhere else is through a restoration advisory board. And that's another member of the team to make sure that we all agree on the long-term way ahead.
In addition, the DOD used the word responsibility, and Newburgh Mayor Torrence Harvey, who participated in a closed-door meeting prior to the public forum, said it was the first time he heard DOD officials use the word.
Right, and I think that's where we could probably do a better job in communicating with the state and local officials and the community. And I'll acknowledge that's a two-way street, but we should be the leaders in that and do a better job with that.
Responsibility, not liability. There is ongoing litigation as the city of Newburgh has sued the federal government over the contamination. CERCLA stands for the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act, known as Superfund. Investigation showed that the source of PFOS contamination was the historic use of firefighting foam at the base.
Once we got done with the site investigation and the scope of that investigation, we looked at the results and said we need to do more study. And we did that in coordination with the state of New York. And so that's a collaboration. They asked us to go check some other wells, to look in some other areas. We agreed to do that. That first addendum just finished last month. And now we're going to, based on the results of that and in collaboration with the state of New York and the DEC, we said we're going to come back and we're going to do a second addendum to that, a more comprehensive look. That one we expect to be done in, 2020. So anyway, and we'll keep studying that until we figure out, our regulatory teammates that we're working with the state and the local authorities say, okay, we think we've identified the full extent of the problem, the plume, we know where it's going. We understand that now, so let's start working on a comprehensive solution for that. The engineering and the environmental science takes some time, and that's where we get back to. That's why we just need to stop the contamination coming out of wrecked pond in the meantime, while we go through that until we're all satisfied that we've identified fully the problem. You know, Einstein said if they gave him an hour to save the world, he would spend 55 minutes studying it, thinking about it in 5 minutes, implementing the solution to solve the world. And so some of that, I'm not saying that applies there, but for engineering and scientists, we'd like to make sure we're solving the right problem so we can get the right solution the first time.
The subject of human impact came up repeatedly during the public forum, as did the lengthy process of CERCLA. Henderson told the community that he and his family have lived on military bases around the globe for 23 years, and he shares their frustration and that human health hits really close to him.
There is a process because there's a process to hold people who spend taxpayer money accountable, right? And so there's an accountability piece of this too. And so I understand why there's a process, and it is frustrating at times. On the other hand, because I share in a lot of the frustrations that I hear here and at the other places we go, it's good to be a part of finding solutions to problems in spite of a very bureaucratic process. If our role in this, if I can play one role to serve our nation and say, listen, the process is frustrating, but we've got some great environmental folks and some great engineer folks. And now I'm an engineer by trade, but now I'm a professional bureaucrat. If we can help communities find a way through the labyrinth to make sure these things get funded, to make sure that while we're following the process that we're actually finding tangible effects. And as we look across 190 sites for the Air Force across the nation, we're getting a lot of stuff done. It just happens slowly and iteratively, and so that's frustrating at times, but we're working inside of that, and we're leading through this maze of regulations to get the funding we need, and to work with Congress, to work with the interagency, and get it done. And that's very hard, that's a tough thing to do, and it's very complex. And if our role in that is to help solve that, And I'm very proud to be a part of it. And coming out here and listening to the frustrations of the community is an important part of that process. And getting that feedback and then being able to come back and actually do something about it, although it takes more time than we'd like, to be able to do something about it and get a plant in 6 months, which is amazing on the federal procurement timeline. And to do that action and apply engineering expertise and some knowledge of the bureaucracy to bring benefits to the community, then we're proud to be a part of that and proud to come out in the communities and listen to these concerns and be a part of the team and help build strong teams to solve these problems. So we're doing it all over the nation.
Again, Assistant Secretary of the Air Force John Henderson, he and Director of the Air National Guard Lieutenant General L. Scott Rice were in Newburgh April 18th. May 2nd marks 3 years since then-City Manager Michael Caravino declared a state of emergency because of the PFOS contamination. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Newburgh.